Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. A new Yola Tango album isn't exactly a rare occurrence. The indie rock legends have 14 studio albums under their belt, but today they're back with number 15. It's called There's a Riot Going On.
Getting fuzzy. Seeing spots.
Ira Kaplan and Georgia Hubley started Yola Tango back in 1984. They added James McNew in 1992. James and Ira stopped by the studio to talk about their new album, and Ira started by explaining why There's a Riot Going On is unlike any of their previous projects.
Well, it was actually fairly different because we were halfway through the record before we knew we were working on this record. We didn't actually go into the studio per se. We just worked in our rehearsal space, which over the last bunch of years we've with James at the controls, we've done an increasing amount of recording that way, mostly film scores and other things. And we were just working on what we thought were sketches for some future studio project. And then we realized we were excited enough by the work the three of us were doing that we just kind of readjusted our sights a little and made that the record.
Let's kick this off a little bit. Let's listen to a little bit of She May, She Might from the new album. We'll talk about your process a little bit and talk about what you guys are doing in the studio.
She may, she might, to them the hope of this arrives.
So James, you're at the controls here when the band is riffing, coming up with new ideas, right? And this was a self-produced album. That's a first for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Produced seems extravagant. We certainly recorded it ourselves.
Now, why is produced extravagant? What does that mean?
I don't know. It to me, producing, it seems to... I feel like you have to be kind of licensed and possibly bonded and have some kind of a certificate that says that you're qualified to produce a record. But it was kind of more fun to figure things out as we were going along and actually get things to not be accidentally deleted, which I thought was a huge step forward.
You know, around the New York area, guys, and listeners around the country might not be familiar with the great radio station WFMU in New Jersey. WFMU is this fantastic freeform radio station out of New Jersey that hosts all kinds of great programming and all kinds of funny programming too. And you guys take part in their fundraisers all the time and started a tradition, I think, back in 2006 where fans would call in with instant cover requests. Let's hear one here first, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. This is the classic Route 66. Take a listen.
Oh, that's a good choice.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kick on Route 66.
James, can you just talk about this fantastic cover live in the studio a little bit? It's just great.
We rehearsed that for weeks and weeks and weeks, trying to find the right singer, a lot of auditions.
Right. Sure.
Now you go to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City is mighty pretty, you'll see.
No, I remember, like, just almost every year, for one reason or another, tears streaming down my face, whether I'm laughing or my head is about to explode. But it's tremendous fun for us. People pledge money in exchange to be able to request just any song they can think of off the top of their heads, and we have to play it whether we know it or not.
It's actually 1996 was the first time we did it.
Oh, that's right.
And it's funny, in this we started doing it so long ago that this computer thing really caught on in the interim. And so now there's this misapprehension in some circles that we're using the internet to help us. Like, there's so many chord sites and lyric sites that we could cheat with, but we're not. We're just trying to come back summon up our memories of these songs and doing the best version we can off the top of our heads with no cue cards.
Dancing across the water, Cortez, Cortez, everybody.
We're easily stumped. We don't, as anybody who's ever heard the show can attest, we don't know every song, and we certainly, we don't know many of the ones we don't try. We don't know quite a few of the ones we do try. So it's really more, we hope, the shared experience of memory. I enjoy that side of it. It's like, oh, God. I mean, a song will come in, you'll go, well, I remember the first line, but now what? And then the four of us hopefully can cobble together some facsimile of it, and there's no experience like it.
You've never been before, yeah!
Start the fire. It was always burning. The world was turning.
Well, it's so much fun to listen to, and so much fun when people call in.
Oh, that was our niece. I wanted to give a shout out to our niece Leela singing Route 66. She was a frequent contributor for a few years. We did two collections of those songs. The one you played is from the first one, Yellow Tango's Murdering the Classics. But on Murder in the Second Degree, Leela comes back on two different songs. She and her friend Kelsey do a stellar version of Build Me Up Buttercup.
Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down, pass me around?
And then they help James out on Heya.
Call the Heya. Oh, oh, Heya.
Well, look, you guys have been at it since, what, the mid-'80s, right? 1984, is that right, together?
That's right.
Does it get hard when you've been together for so long to branch into new ground that's satisfying?
I don't feel that's something we have trouble with. I think we're all, the three of us are very fortunate to have found each other. We do a lot of different things. We enjoy them all, and doing different things all kind of, they work with each other. I mean, while we were making this record, we did a show where we backed Robin Hitchcock playing some of his songs, and we wrote a film score for Far From the Tree, and the definition of what the band is whatever the three of us are doing at that moment, and it can be anything, and it's much more than write 12 songs, record them, go on tour.
Ira Kaplan and James McNew, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Rain in my room to reflect my mood. Facing my feelings for life without you.
You're listening to Shades of Blue there off Yola Tango's new album, There's a Riot Going On. It's out today on Matador Records.
Whenever I see them, they're all shades of blue.